Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to discuss a couple of big road projects that just completed in Pella on West 1st Street and on East 3rd. And Public Works Director Denny Byard's also going to give us a preview into some of the planned road projects for 2013. Well, Denny, construction just wrapped up on two of the major roadway projects in town on West 1st Street and on East 3rd. Tell me about how those went. How did things go on West 1st Street?
Yeah, actually, they went pretty well. Of course, we had weather-wise, had a real good summer. I realize those folks affected by it sometimes don't think that it goes quick enough. You know, when you're reconstructing an area with infrastructure that's 80 to 100 years old, we expect it to take time. There's a lot of unforeseens underground. But all in all, that project did go very well.
So did you guys learn anything for future back to brick streets that may be coming up?
I think that's fair to say we all did. Some of our street staff, of course, have been involved in the past. I've been here just a little over 5 years now, so it was my first back-to-brick street. So, yeah, I'm sure we all picked up a few things to take forward to the next one. So.
And before we start here, we were talking a little bit about the finding those bricks, because they're not your standard bricks that you would see on a house.
No, actually, it's as we look around at what other communities have done on some of their brick restoration projects, you really can't buy bricks like these anymore. They're all in that 80 to 100 years old, in some cases older than that. They definitely, whether it was the brick firing or the materials back then, they're very durable, last for many, many years. And, yeah, we're essentially recycling what was put down 100 years ago, picking it up, cleaning them up, and putting the best ones back. So.
And the other major project, East 3rd Street, there was, I believe, an IDNR mandate that required some work on the sewer lines under that road.
Yeah, there definitely was. What kicked off that project or caused it, there was a stretch of sewer there that was somewhat undersized and believed to be the bottleneck in that area that it caused routine basement flooding. We hope this takes care of that. But, yeah, East 3rd was a total reconstruction again, everything brand new from water main to the larger sanitary sewer. We replaced storm sewer. We installed secondary storms. Everybody's services are replaced. And then the piece that took us a little bit getting going on that one, it was a little bit slow getting started. We reconstructed or replaced what was an old brick arch culvert that was built somewhere in the 90 to 100 years ago. That was failing us and in fear of caving in. As we went to reconstruct all of that with new 72-inch pipe and a 72-inch box, we ran into some old head walls that were unforeseen in this project. We were not aware that they were in there, and those took some extra time getting them out of there, just getting the specialized equipment into town to remove those. So we were a little slow getting going, but with the good weather, the contractors finished strong, and all in all, that one really turned out to be a good project also.
So is that are there other IDNR mandated projects that still need to be done, or did that pretty much wrap it up?
No, that actually, yeah, the other mandate project that's going on this summer is our equalization basin, which is, of course, is south of town, out of sight, out of mind. Most folks don't even drive that way, but just north of our wastewater treatment plant, we added what's called an equalization basin, which will hold 7 million gallons of water during heavy rainfalls until such time our plant can catch up, and then we have plenty of capacity to treat that. Where in the past, what would happen is those flows would go other places north, and manholes would surcharge, lids would pop, and we'd bypass in other places. So the third project that will assist that is then also a new force main from our pump station 2 that's also being upgraded with larger pumps to pump over the hill to the east to take advantage of a trunk sewer that was installed some 7-8 years ago up to the 240th and Vermeer Road area. Because like I say, we've always had plenty of treatment capacity. It was just a matter we couldn't get it there. But after these 3 or 4 projects are completed, we should be able to handle that waste south of town and hopefully minimize, if not eliminate, our current bypasses that have gone on the last 4 or 5 years during heavy rain periods. So.
At the city council meeting at the end of November, you gave the council a little brief on some of the planned road projects for 2013. And one of the big ones for that is the intersection of Washington and Broadway.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, we have an engineering contract on council agenda this evening. We're looking at reconstructing that entire intersection at Washington and Broadway. It's needed some attention for many years. That there's a lot of different patches and panels that have been replaced. The storm sewer drainage is poor in the area, and of course we used that as the detour last summer, which was also hard on it. So we're anxious to get that intersection under reconstruction next summer. So,
and I think in previous meetings, the council and you have discussed potentially having some brick, maybe sidewalk paths for that doing something for the brick program with that.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things going on there. In the next year or two, we'll be discussing future plans in the CBD. So as we reconstruct intersections such as Washington and Broadway, there's some thought in, do we want brick pedestrian crossings? Do we want stamp pedestrian crossings? We're still looking into that, what may be the best product we can go with that will hold up under, you know, essentially that's our truck route in town. So there's a lot of heavy truck traffic on that particular road and not necessarily our brick pedestrian crossings like you see in other towns, you know, the product that we're looking for. So there's going to be a lot of discussion in the final design work of that intersection to make sure it matches or it's a piece of the future downtown CBD, you know, as we look at reconstructing the sidewalks and the streets and just what goes back to brick and, you know, that type of thing. So
what are some of the other projects that are planned for 2013?
Yeah, the other one, we've kind of shifted gears. A couple years out, we'll be looking at East Oskaloosa Street from East 3rd as far east as we can go. That one hopefully will get us out past the Tyson's Hy-Vee area. However, we've bumped that one out a year, and we've moved in it to its place and had those discussions. We're looking at Hazel Street from East Washington all the way to Jefferson. And here again, this will be a total reconstruction, entirely new street with all new water mains, storm sewers, drainage needs that are underneath it, and any rehabilitation we need to do on the sanitary sewer system. But yeah, as folks drive that, and that no doubt that street's in very poor condition. Our water main in the area has multiple main breaks, which have not helped the entire situation with that street. So, like I say, that's total reconstruction. That's about 1,500 feet. No doubt that'll have to be broken up in two or three phases just to get people in and out. So that's a fairly large project we're looking at for next summer.
And are there any more minor projects planned?
Well, there are yet to be identified. We're definitely looking at a small asphalt milling and overlay project, and we've yet to identify exactly what blocks that will involve, but it'll be several blocks involved in that project probably later next summer.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Always good talking to you, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Public Works Director Denny Byard. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.